Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Friday, February 25th, 2022. I am Tova Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Thursday, February 24th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 18 securities, of which 6 advanced, 6 declined, and 6 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 6.53 points to close at 2,112.46. The Composite Index declined by 1.3 points to close at 1,504.07. The cross-listed index advanced by 0.6 points to close at 119.56. The SME index remained at 43.13. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 191,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $1.3 million. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 84,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $193,000, followed by Trinidad Cement Limited with a volume of 43,000 shares being traded for $159,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 53 stocks, of which 12 advanced, 35 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 17.3 million units, valued at over $137.5 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 7.9 million units, followed by Trans Jamaican Highway Limited with 3.4 million units, and Carreras Limited with 1.5 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced, one declined, and one unchanged as 32,175 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $60,898.22. Gordon Enterprises Limited was the volume leader with 25,006 at a high of $2.20 and a low of $2.14 before closing at $2.20. They were followed by Epley Caribbean Property Value Fund and First Caribbean International Bank, which traded 5,433 and 1,736 shares respectively. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.